We all have heard stories about deportations, and we are wondering, well, I thought Trump was going after the criminals, the rapists, the murderers, the drug dealers, the bad people. Well, apparently he caught another bad person. And this is not a bad brown person. This is a bad Irish person. Story about this in the Guardian. Irish woman with a green card. She faces a U.S. deportation because of a $25 bad check she wrote 10 years ago. Now, that's a devious criminal mind. $25 bad check. So Donna Hughes Brown, she's lived in the U.S. since 1977. She's been here that long. She's never bothered to get citizenship for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why. But she's lived here. She's married a guy named Jim Brown. And she's a grandmother. She and her husband have a horse ranch. She's 58 years old now. And she was coming back from Dublin. They went there for a funeral. And they live in Missouri. The horse farm is in Troy, Missouri. And they landed in Chicago. And as she was getting off the plane, they're waiting for her. You know, law enforcement, ICE is waiting for her. And they cuff her. They take her away. And again, she has five kids and grandkids, runs a horse farm, good citizen. I mean, some of the things, I mean, she did volunteer work for homeless shelters. She put together a horse truck full of equipment and supplies for victims of Hurricane Helene a couple years ago, or whenever that was. So, you know, bad enough that they arrested her, okay, for a $25 check written 10 years ago. And she's already made restitution. It's not like she's like trying to avoid responsibility for it. She made restitution. She received probation. The whole thing's done. But again, because Stephen Miller with the Trump administration and Holman are looking for anybody at all they can grab in order to fill their quota, you know, they'll take this Irish grandmother who's been here since 1977. So, she's been transferred. This has been over 2 months now, July, almost 2 months. She was transferred to a facility in Kentucky. I'd not heard of this one. But her husband told her the conditions were deplorable. And then he lost contact with her last week, because she was moved to an isolation cell. So he doesn't know the whole story because they won't tell him. But he thinks that the reason they moved her to an isolation cell is because she needs a low-sodium diet. And she, you know, said they were trying to, she says, she told him earlier, quote, they tried to feed me hot dogs and chili mac. And Jim Brown thinks they probably told, she probably told them, you know, that, you know, she wasn't going to eat it. So they locked her up in solitary confinement. And what are they giving her there? A different kind of swill? The same kind of swill? Extra high sodium swill? I don't know. So Jim Brown, again, the husband, says her deportation is scheduled for September 17th, and that's coming right up. I don't know what's going to happen, but he says hopefully they'll dismiss it. We have 40 character witnesses we sent to the lawyer. So Donna Hughes Brown, she was born in England, grew up in Ireland before moving as an 11-year-old to the U.S., where she renewed her green card, but never bothered to become a citizen. Not sure why. But again, she's a great citizen. She's done work for the homeless, for the poor, sending shipments of supplies to victims of Hurricane Helene. You know, this is absolutely insane. So, and get this, okay, so these are not flaming liberals. Jim Brown, I'm not sure how Donna Brown voted, but Jim Brown says, I voted for Trump. I'm okay with getting rid of criminals out of this country, immigrants who come and commit criminal acts, serious criminal acts. But he says he 100% regretted voting for Donald Trump, 100%. Brown, he served in the Navy and Marines for decades, said he supported Donald Trump's promise to deport, quote, criminal illegal immigrants, but the federal authorities are now targeting other people to reach quotas. He says, quote, you look at the news and they're not telling the truth about what's actually happening to a lot of illegal immigrants. What's bad is that Trump is so demeaning to people and he's so condescending and so retaliatory that people are afraid to say anything. Okay, so I can't imagine that there aren't a lot of other Jim Browns out there, because I can't imagine there's not a lot of other Donna Hughes Browns out there. People like her who are good citizens, who might have had one little bad thing happen, or maybe nothing at all, and yet they are being deported and left in horrible conditions, being fed swill that they can't eat because of their diet, and then when they refuse to eat it, being put in solitary confinement. I mean, this has been going on for 2 months. How is this going to affect her health? How is it affecting her business? How is it affecting the rest of her family, her kids, her grandkids? This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. So she's not the only Irish woman either that's being treated this way. Cleona Ward, she's also a green card holder from Ireland. She was detained back in April in San Francisco at the airport. She made a visit to Ireland because of, I can't remember why she was going to Ireland, but she's from there. But the reason she was detained was because of offenses that dated back about 20 years. And she was released after a month or so. I mean, this stuff has got to stop. And those who may have thought that Donald Trump was serious about getting rid of the criminal illegal immigrants, look what's happening. Look what's happening. Look who he's targeting. And again, it's mostly brown and black people, you know, but not exclusively. I guess you can be Irish and apparently spend 2 months in a horrible prison situation in Kentucky. So I don't know when this is going to stop, but my concern is that if we don't continue to speak out about it, it's just going to get worse.